With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Millions of spectators in the U.S. and Canada have seen or are anticipating the total solar eclipse. Clear skies only promised in northern New England to Canada. Those not in the path line in North America will see a partial eclipse, weather permitting. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
Containers from the deck of the Dolly, the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, are being removed this week as weather permits. The ship has been trapped under mangled steel in the Patapsco River since it slammed into the bridge on March 26th, killing six workers. It's an important step in reopening the shipping lanes. For now, ships have been passing on either side of the wreckage or through temporary channels. The White House said the Army Corps of Engineers hopes to open a limited access channel for barge container ships and some vessels by the end of April. It hopes to restore normal capacity to Baltimore's port by May 31st. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump is moving to sue the New York judge in his hush money criminal case.
Trump's lawyers filed paperwork with a New York appeals court showing that he is seeking to sue Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan, according to an online court docket. The documents themselves were placed under seal. Trump had pledged to appeal after Merchan ruled at a March hearing that the trial would begin April 15th. Trump has assailed Merchan and his daughter, who's a Democratic political consultant, on social media in recent weeks, and last week renewed his request for the judge to step aside. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow had 22 points, the Nasdaq adding 29 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is shrinking.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. North Dakota was the first state to adopt this idea last year. This is SRN News. Speaking from the White House in a virtual news conference, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. position on a Rafah ground offensive has not changed.
We have consistently made clear that we don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
Israel's military announced Sunday it had withdrawn its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, wrapping up a key phase of its ground offensive against the Hamas terrorist group and bringing its troop presence in the territory to one of the lowest levels since the six-month war began. But Israeli defense officials said troops are merely regrouping as the army prepares to move into Rafah, Hamas's last stronghold. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.